Crystal Thornell is an Australian writer who loves a good mystery. Her latest novel, On the Blue Train, imagines the 11 days in 1926 when the English crime writer Agatha Christie famously went missing. Here is Crystal Thornell with her picks for Top Shelf.
Number one is the film An Angel at My Table by Jane Campion. I saw it when it came out in 1990, at about the age of 14, when I was just starting to be really keen on cinema, which is still very important to me. I haven't seen it for many years, but I remember loving that it was about a writer and that it gave a strong sense of Janet Frame's interiority, and loving that it was so rich with melancholy and joy. I particularly remember Kerry Fox's wonderful, shy, terrified, delighted smile. Campion, to my mind, is one of the rare directors who can do biopics with subtlety and emotion that feels genuine. Number two, the paintings of Clarice Beckett. These were the trigger for my first novel, Night Street, which reimagines her life. What always strikes me about Beckett's paintings is the balance they achieve between emptiness and fullness. She knew what to leave out, how to show you just enough to gently draw in your imagination. Sometimes with art that speaks to me, I have the impression that something is occurring in it that I can't quite put my finger on, but I know it's occurring. And it's the je ne sais quoi that is moving. Beckett is a good example of this phenomenon for me. Number three, Lloyd Rees's drawings of Moreton Bay fig trees. Moreton Bay figs feature prominently in my nostalgia as an Australian living in the US for Sydney. They're one of the emblems of my Sydney childhood. Rees's drawings of them, like his landscapes in general, are so gorgeously luminous and sinuously like human bodies. They feel both controlled and lush. Number four is Acknowledgement, the first part of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. This always gives me an upbeat energy and makes me think of a gathering storm. There is a simmering excitement to it, a driving life force, a being in the zone. It seems to tap into something deep and old and passionate and hypnotic. I like to feel hypnotized by art, and I think it's often the sensation of being in a sort of trance that I'm looking for when I read or write. I also found this sensation in my fifth choice, which is Marcel Proust's In Search of Lost Time. I just worked my way through this in French over the past North American summer. Reading in French is one of the great pleasures of my life, and I loved being in that mesmerizing flood of language. I so enjoyed the work's insights, which shook me, and its humour, its poetry, its intimacy, its thick sensuality. The vision it offers of love and people's chances of attaining happiness can be quite dark, but the work itself feels transcendent because it investigates so much of human experience so carefully and so reverently. It offers an astoundingly full, dense, detailed, nicely eccentric world. A month or so after finishing it, I'm feeling that I haven't quite left that world. I'm still seeing from within it.
Australian writer Crystal Thornell with her Top Shelf. And her latest book is called On the Blue Train, and it's published by Allen and Unwin.